Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
GP2 the rebound. Allitt's up ahead to Curry. Curry looking for his opening in transition, but right there is the 6'7" Anthony Black. Wards him off. Curry met by a double team and loses control of the ball. It's loose on the deck. Pajemski comes away with it. To GP2. Back to Curry. Three-pointer. That's good. Do your dance, Steph. 80-75 as Curry, five straight to begin the second half, drops it in from distance. Timeout, Orlando.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's my friend.
Flawless.
That's, man. Steph, you can't dance at 14 and 15. I didn't like
Steph
it.
Steph can do whatever he wants.
He did the... No, you're one game under. Say that.
You got to start building momentum.
All right.
Got to start building momentum.
Pods is playing. People think I protect them.
It's not about you. It's about the Warriors.
Well, yeah.
And the 49ers. Niners win 48-27 last night against the Colts. And as Guru came in and said today,
I really believe
eight quarters away from being the number one seed.
And, you know,
in the NFC.
I've been consistent, and I think we all have, just talking about this defense. But Steiny, you know, again, Phillip Rivers, he was eating for a little bit. It was a shootout. But let me give you these numbers, and you tell me what you think. The San Francisco 49ers defense ranks opponents points per game. They're tied for 11th. That's not bad. It feels like they're 29th. Tied for 11th.
I think their defense feels like it's pretty good. I mean, the names are different.
Yeah, but I guess I got stuck on stupid in the first half of that Ram game here where they were down 21-0, and I felt like the Rams could do whatever they wanted. But, Steiny, when you look, there's 32, 11th, okay. And then passing yards per game, they're 23rd. So you want some improvement there. But get this, rushing yards allowed per game, they're 8th. So those are two or three categories that I'm like, and they're last in sacks. So that's very bad because Phillip had time, Steiny, but the bottom line is two of those categories, you know, I'm astonished that they're that high, meaning that good, and maybe that's why they haven't been the reason this season has gone down the drain. It kind of just, I'm like, well, they're not getting home. Nothing sexy, but they're keeping you out the end zone for the most part, and, you know, they're just not an easy out, and you know, the Bears is not going to be easy for them, Steiny. And I can't wait for Sunday night. Not trying to forget about last night. Shout out Rob Lowe. But, man.
Well, let me ask you this. What happened with Jonathan Taylor last night?
I thought
it looked like he had 16 carries and 49 yards or something.
I thought the game plan, taking nothing away from the Niners, was awful by the Indianapolis Colts. I think they just thought they could just pass their way to beating the Niners. And they hadn't watched tape of the Niners run defense, I felt like. So that's on them. But the bottom line, what was it, 17-24 at half? And then, you know, you had a fumble. Niners special teams comes up big. But I'm just wondering, offensively, can Brock Purdy stay in the zone? And you got McCaffrey. I want to report on George Kittle, but you saw Kendrick Bourne sighting. He had three catches, Juwan Jennings, and then DeMarcus Robinson. So, Stoney, this just, like, I am truly just shocked where they're at and what's available to them without knowing what's going to happen this Sunday night.
This is George Kittle on how they started the season and where they are now.
You start every season, then your goal is, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to go to the Super Bowl, you want to win it. That's your goal. And while, like, I appreciate Kyle saying that, you know, hey, our mindset's a little bit different this year. I mean, me personally, like, I've always been like 1 week at a time. It is what it is. Like, I mean, we've had great teams where we started the year 5-0, lost three games in a row, and just like then we bounce back and we go off on a roll there. So it's like it's always one game at a time for me. You know, we have a lot of young players. We had guys leave. You know, we had a lot of guys that they need to step up. And you know, as long as our offense keeps chugging along, you know, that's all I really care about.
All right, that's George Kittle. Another big game for him. Another big season for him. Let's go to Miles. Miles is in Fort Mason.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Miles, how you doing, man? What's going on? Miles, Fort
guys,
Mason.
Hey, guys, good morning. It's been a long time. I hope you guys are having a happy holiday season.
Shout out to Guru.
And shout out to Evan Giddings. I did see him on the call last night. That was huge. Giddings, one of my favorite hosts, so shout out to him.
There you go.
So last night with the Niners, 5 TDs from Brock, 117 yards for Christian McCaffrey, 115 yards from Kittle, and our defense sealed it with a pick six at the end. In Indianapolis, to just end the corny Philip Rivers reunion tour, maybe it wasn't that good of an idea to begin with. He's now lost two games and, you know, looked a little weathered last night. So why not us? I like the comparison with the We Believe team from 2007. Let's go. Let's take down, you know, everyone on en route to the Super Bowl. And so with respect to the Warriors, you know, I know that Draymond's going to get the focus of the criticism today. However, is there anything to be said for the frustration with Steve Kerr with the rotations being so out of whack, so inconsistent? No one can really find a rhythm other than Steph Curry, who, you know, needs no explanation there. But, you know, the rest of the guys, you know, Will Richard, Todd, Pat Spencer, they can't really find a rhythm. You know, they're just being jerked around left and right, and to where, you know, everyone's saying, oh, is this the end of Draymond in the Bay? But I think it could easily just be flipped on, is this the end of Steve Kerr in the Bay, that he's just can't quite figure it out. He's frustrated with Draymond, and I'd almost see it more likely that Steve leaves rather than Dre, because we all know that Joe Lacob loves Draymond. So, you know, what an interesting night last night. Let's go, Niners. Let's win out, get the number one seed, go to the Super Bowl, win. Let's go.
All right. There's Miles from Fort Mason.
He's feeling it. I mean, I disagree with him on the Kerr and Draymond. If I had, you know,
cares if it was rotation. The guy walked off the court.
No doubt. Quit on his team, man.
I don't know if you can say that.
Why?
Because his quote after the game, can I read it to you? Hold on. Well, I'll play it for you later.
All right.
But no, he said no defeat.
He quit. When you walked out there, you quit. In front
Super
of everybody.
Spilled over. I just thought it was best that I got out of there. I don't think there was a situation where it was going to get better. So it was just best to remove myself. You know, that's it.
When you did that, you quit on your brethren. And you had to what that? And started they sang happy birthday to his son, DJ. That was incredible.
What does that have to do with anything?
But that was a special night going. Why would you not work? Just stay there. Go sit down at the end of the bench. But to leave and quit? I'm not with that. That was weak to me. You quit on him, then you're going to come back with a hood on. I'm telling you, something's going on, and they're finally holding him accountable, and that popped off last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more, you know.
Did you hear Monty Poole's question to Kerr, though? That was right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Hey, that's the second night in a row that you guys have played great with Dre out. I love the question, and Steve said he got guys that are hungry, want to play, want to get in the game and the ball moved, pop, pop, pop. He didn't say that. I'm saying it. But we watch it. Back to the Niners.
Well, maybe you've...
Talk to him.
Do we have to go back to the Niners?
Oh, no, go ahead. I just like to hear... I was stunned that happened.
Draymond Green has had an awful month of basketball.
And he's feeling it, right?
No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt.
All right.
He, like, this is the Christopher Walken line.
That's my
in
dude.
In the dead zone.
Oh.
He knows. He knows. He knows.
That's deep. Now, what is it he knows for the people out there that don't know what you're referring to?
Let me take this opportunity to sing a little song.
Oh?
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, don't.
We've got to figure this out.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, that's this is what it. Listen, I don't know. I don't know if I want to put this on the new voice of the Warriors because he's got, but doesn't what's going on with Draymond right now resemble a little bit what happened with Klay Thompson?
Nah, that's a nine. Evan kind of alluded to that. Like, it's up, Stoudy, when you're fighting that battle, you ain't going to win.
We found out that, this is the other thing that we're finding out. It's Curry. It's not the big three. It's Curry.
Well,
like, those other guys can't, they.
But Jimmy's like being more
legacy,
active.
Jimmy's
like
not
it.
In this one. Yeah. Jimmy's not in this one. This is the big, this is the old timers and the guys who have been with the Warriors for a while. Like, it's too bad what we're watching because I know the three of them wanted to go out together and we're getting closer to it, but what did anybody consider that Steph might be able to play for four more years and none of these other guys can play for one more?
I've thought about it.
You know?
I will say this about how Draymond sounded. You talked about what we saw. When you have to tell the media in that room in there where you're conducting your interview that you only had one turnover and you ran the offense, that doesn't come off right. You're fighting a fight that, like, nobody asked you that, Dre, but you want to tell and sell the people and tell them what we're watching is not real. You had 13 turnovers in the last two games, and now you want to go up there and beat your chest after you walked out on your team. What, you know, like, I just, what leader does that? And then I haven't been a guy that, oh, this is on Steph. He needs to be more vocal. But up there yesterday, they asked him about Draymond and what happened. And he just said, we got to be professional, but I got to be, he was right next to Dre, and I got to be thinking to myself, I know Curry's like, you got to be kidding me. But anyway, they won two in a row, right?
Yeah, but there's no getting around the fact that this guy pulled another one last night.
Oh, man.
I mean, he just did. And
want to know what would have happened had he not had to go. Who says that? If I told my boss, I need to go in another room because I don't know what's a... Do you know what you're insinuating?
This should bother.
Like, in a way, I don't... Like, that part I don't hold against him. Like, of course, like, what he did was not cool, leaving the bench.
But what would have happened, I guess I'm asking?
Well, what do you think would have happened? He would have lost his temper.
Oh, no. Okay.
Like, I can't... Like, there are levels to this, and while, it was bogus that he went to the locker room and he left his team, there are worse scenarios, like getting into a fight with your coach. I mean, we saw that with Butler and Spoelstra.
Yeah.
I mean, Spoelstra's like, what are you going to do? What, are you going to beat me up?
Yeah, I got you.
So, like, that part happened, and...
I feel like Dre's exposing himself, Stoney. I mean that. I appreciate what he's done, but all the stuff we talk about, I just feel like there's some chickens on the farm. If they come home to roost, they come home to roost. But there's no way you can look me in my eyes today, my brown eyes, Stoney, and tell me those coaches and every player that are biting their lip, not even having a microphone to talk into because they're not being asked, didn't lose a bit of respect for Dre.
I mean, come on, Goo.
Walking off into the just well, that's quitting why like that?
But this is what? The 3 dozen time he's done something? This is what he had to say. Draymond Green, after leaving the bench and walking to the locker room in the middle of a game.
It's what we do. We play basketball. It's an emotional game. People lose their emotions. Sometimes it happens. It is what it is. You know, we've been at this now for a long time. Sometimes you with people for a long time, there's a level of comfort, and it happens. We move forward.
I got to tell you.
Go ahead.
One of the greatest radio people in Bay Area history.
Evan Giddings.
Ralph Barbieri.
Oh, yeah. Two things can be true at once.
Yes, but he used to go nuts when guys would say, and we move forward. And he would say, I don't want to move forward. I want to talk about what's going on right now.
That's like, phenomenal.
And that has always rubbed off on me. Like Draymond saying, we'll move forward. It's like, don't tell me when to move forward. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell the Warriors when to move forward. Like, who are you to tell anybody, well, we just move forward?
And what basketball
so funny
connoisseur, you, Evan, the listeners, can go find tape where Rodman, on his own volition, walked off, Rick Mahorn, Charles Oakley, where they all, Kobe, Mike, Steph, where they walked to the locker room and were done. Self-imposed. You don't do that. You do not do that. I'm pointing at you. You don't do that, Stein, because you got to cool off. Or what?
Well, this is what
or you... Or what?
Or he's going to lose his temper. I mean, like that part I can't hate on him for. I mean...
I agree with you.
Thank you. This is what you were talking about, his frustration.
I'm not frustrated at all. I had one turnover today. I had the ball the whole time I was in the game.
Nobody asked.
So what? I know how to fix problems when they're a problem. I had one turnover.
Nobody asked, right?
And I essentially ran our offense today. So
he must be wearing those 13. He knows where he's at, Steiny.
Told you.
He's feeling it and hearing it.
I told you.
Amongst his brethren, man. I'm telling you. Nobody asked how many he had. You're just, I had one today.
Yeah, I told you he didn't think he was responsible for them all.
Wow, man.
He probably wasn't.
Well, they came back and won. Evan 1-0 in the booth.
Yeah, when he left.
Now that
scored him 84-56.
Wow.
And that's.
Wow. Damn.
That's what has been the rule in December. If you look at December, it tells you everything you need to know, not about Draymond Green only, but about the Warriors.
Oh, man.
They're playing better without him right now. It's been a month. It just has. You want me to go through the games again?
Yeah, I would like you to.
Okay, Oklahoma City. He was a minus 17. Big deal. It's Oklahoma City. No harm, no foul. They go to Philadelphia. They get down 30-10. He gets hurt. They come roaring back, and they almost won a game. They had no business winning when he doesn't play. He missed the next two games, Cleveland and Chicago. They won them both. They came back against Minnesota here. They lost by 7. Very good game. They were very competitive, and Draymond didn't play. Okay, then what happened? Well, then he comes back against Portland, and he commits 8 turnovers, and they lose. And then he has another game against Phoenix, where he has 5 turnovers, and they lose. And in both those games, he's playing 30 minutes. Then he has a game Saturday against the Suns. He gets thrown out 8 minutes into the game. They win the game.
Wow.
Last night, it's nip and tuck. He gets thrown out, or he leaves. They win by 30. That's been the month.
Wow.
Like, that's been the last month.
Right.
So, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, I'm going to take this Draymond call, and then we're getting back to the Niners on the other
Football.
Side. But, like, we
I got you.
You know, let me do a little show.
Committed to win.
Shut up!
Go ahead.
So you and I got to figure out today like how we're going to do the Niners and the Warriors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
proportion.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to, it's We Believe.
No, I know.
Do you feel any of that when I say that? Or you think, oh, good, that's just a concocted line?
Well, I mean,
I thought this team was done. That part, what you're about to ask, I don't know.
No.
But what if you lose to Chicago? Then the number one, you're on the road first round. Then you're playing 3 games.
You got it. You got to figure it out. There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, special.
Let's go to Adam in San Jose. What's up, Adam? How you doing?
What's up, gentlemen? Happy holidays. Yep. I called the post-game show right here on 95.7 last night with Mark. And
Grandy.
I called because it seemed like Mark was downplaying the incident with Draymond last night. And I asked him, I said, what is the difference between Draymond Green walking off the court tonight and the incident with Devondre Campbell giving up on the team last season walking off the field? And he seemed like he felt like it was a big difference. And he said that Devondre Campbell basically gave up on the team and refused to play. Well, isn't that what Draymond did last night? All season we've been hearing about how Draymond is only going to be available for trade in a scenario where we get Giannis or Anthony Davis in return. Well, I think last night he made himself a candidate to get traded for someone like that guy on the Pelicans, I forget, Herb Jones and things like that, because he gave up on the team, he refused to play. And it was very similar to the Devondre Campbell situation. Ooh. I'd love to hear, especially Goo's thought on this, because I see eye to eye with Goo on this.
Hey, no, that's interesting. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. And, you know, I'm going to keep it real right now, Steiny.
Yeah.
In a moment in time, what you did was Campbell-esque because you left on your own volition and said, middle finger to this game and you guys, for whatever reason. But he's not a quitter like Campbell because that was his last down in the league. But for last night, I have no problem. And I don't know why Grandy gave him a pass, and I can't speak for Grandy, but that was wrong, man. Like, and then real quick, I'm Team Kerr, and I wasn't even in the huddle. I just know what I've been watching, and how dare you get mad at a coach for telling you need to button up or, you're lackadaisical. Your play has been poor-esque. How are you mad at anybody? But he needed an antagonist, and it was Kerr. And for you to quit, that's weak sauce. So if you want to bring Campbell, there are some traits of it. Not the whole enchilada. I won't go there because he's not that. But, Steiny, you cannot defend Dre for quitting on his team last night before even knowing the outcome of the game. Imagine had they lost.
Well, I'd say this. It seemed to me like Devondre Campbell's was premeditated.
Okay. All right.
And he went into that game
saying,
I'm not going to play if they ask me to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, Draymond was obviously a heat of the moment type of deal, which we've seen before. And listen, it's typical Draymond being Draymond,
but not
and it's
like
not,
this. Though.
It's not good. I mean, and again,
not like this, Steiny.
But okay, so
the coach says something to you, you pop off, and you got to leave because you're afraid of what you're going to say or do.
Yeah, Draymond
then
that's is,
not, and then the team's playing better without you. Yeah. That's why Monty's Poole's question was so just incredible. It was on time. How do you explain it?
I mean,
and that's where Dre has to be careful. I'm talking to Dre.
Well,
you need to be careful.
Well, that's why he left, Goo. That's why he walked off the bench, because he knew he was going to lose his temper even more. And You know, like I...
Well, be careful. Is that, that's not the careful I'm talking about. You need to be there for your team. And you need to own it when you're not playing well. So for you to need to go somewhere else to cool off, that's not accountability nor leadership. And Steph was sitting right next to him, and he gets up and walks off. I'm saying to myself, I couldn't stop watching the video, Steiny. So I understand what you mean by be careful, but you're above the coach get telling you you need to be more focused or what have you.
I mean, he clearly thought that Kerr, by calling that timeout, was calling him out and maybe, you know, humiliating him a little bit. Right. And that's not going to go over well with Draymond. He walked off the bench. He went into the locker room. That's a no-no. But what about he's in a situation. He's got anger issues. We all know that. The league has had to deal with this guy. On some level, he sits there, he's fuming, his emotions are getting the better of him, he leaves the situation, he takes 10 minutes, and then he comes back after his emotions have settled a little bit. I'm not sticking up for him at all. I mean, I was thinking, do you suspend the guy for what he did? I don't know if they won't, but, you know, I mean... He's wrong. He's dead wrong. But I see a situation where it could have been worse. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Niners. They are 11-4, ladies and gentlemen, after a 48-27 win against the Indianapolis Colts. And that segment was sponsored by the Bayview Restaurant at the Inn at the Tides. Ring in 2026 in unforgettable style. Join Inn at the Tides Bayview Restaurant for a New Year's Eve celebration with guest of honor, Kate McMurray. Enjoy a luxurious multi-course wine-paired dinner and a sparkling midnight toast. Reserve now at innatthetides.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.